I'd like to welcome you all to the September 9th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to item 3 on the agenda, changes in the meeting agenda, there are a number. Item G has changed. It's the appointment of voting delegates to the NISBA annual meeting. Item AA, resolution abolishing positions and terminating employees having least seniority. Item BB1, instructional personnel schedules A6 and A9. And lastly, item W, the approval of agreement with employee for leave of absence without pay. Now, one of the highlights this evening is staff recognition. At this point, I'll turn this over to our superintendent, Cheryl.
Good evening. We are especially privileged and honored this evening to recognize our maintenance and operations and custodial staff. As many of you know, during the summer, we had an unexpected storm in early August. That storm was quite significant for the North Shore of Long Island, particularly the Setauket-Stony Brook area. And some of the damage that was done was as significant as damage that was done in other areas during Hurricane Sandy. If it had not been for our maintenance and operations crew, under the leadership of Mr. Hansen and our custodial staff, it would have been very difficult for us to recuperate and continue our programs. We had several summer programs occurring at that time, and actually for 2 days we were unable to have students and staff in. But it would have been a much prolonged period had it not been for their superlative efforts. And so we really want to take this opportunity to thank them. And all of the work that they did this summer in terms of the construction that was going on in our secondary buildings and at Arrowhead Elementary School, they really did an honorable and noble job. And we are very proud to have them as part of the staff of Three Village. They are integral to everything we do. So thank you. I don't know, Mr. Carlson, if you would like to add anything.
You said it perfectly. We have, with all our facilities, we have about 1.25 square million, million square feet of building space. We have 300 acres of property. And if you saw some of the areas, as Ms. Petisic mentioned, it was, in some of our areas, it was as bad or worse as after Superstorm Sandy. So, and it came totally out of left field, too. They really did a fantastic job. So thanks to everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to turn now to number 5, our first public participation session. This can last up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. The first person would be Tom Sheedy. Tom, make sure it's on. Okay.
Testing.
Good.
All right. Good evening. I wish to address a concern that has been on my mind for the past year and a half, a concern that has made me evolve as a comrade of the secular movement and someone who's revered by fellow students, friends, and free thinkers. Since April 2014, I have been working tirelessly to form a secular student alliance at Ward Melville High School. Students have come up to me with a sense of relief, knowing that there will be a space for non-religious students to meet, socialize, and work together to become an engaging partner in the Three Village community through charitable work and public service. We also wish to promote church-state separation and form friendly relationships with other student organizations. The millennial generation is the least religious generation in America's history. More than a third of millennials, the nuns, have no religious affiliation, and many of these secularists have begun to identify as atheists, agnostics, humanists, skeptics, and free thinkers. Yet there are minors in this category, including some who attend Ward Melville High School, who are afraid of coming out to their friends and family in fear of harassment, rejection, losing funds for college, or even disownment. The Ward Melville Secular Student Alliance will be there to support these students. This group will also be a space where free discussion is encouraged, which will not only help the student body, but will also reinforce the belief that Ward Melville High School is a diverse and accepting institution. Long Island has recently become a battleground between theocrats and those who wish to protect our secular republic. The religious right and its local groups, along with their lawyers, politicians, and celebrities, are claiming that Long Island, along with many other progressive regions, are hateful and filled with individuals who seek to destroy the concept of religious liberty. They are saying this because they are losing this debate, this struggle, because the American people are moving away from them. And I thank the Three Village Central School District for choosing to promote diversity and equality. This is the true meaning of religious liberty. Madam Superintendent, I thank you for not succumbing to the banner of political correctness. You recognize the needs of your non-religious students. You recommended approval for the club and that we be provided with equal provisions. And I believe you made that decision not just because the law required you to do so, but because you knew it was the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to turn to number 6, minutes and bids. The minutes of June 17th, June 24th, July 7th, and August 11th. May I have a motion, please? Mrs. Gish, second Ms. Germano. Any discussion? All in favor? One opposed? One abstention? Okay. Two abstentions, okay. Two abstentions. Huh? No, I said no opposed. No, no opposed. Yeah, two abstentions. Turning to bids, Mr. Carlson.
We have one bid extension. It's for our uniforms for our child nutrition department. It's the extension of the bid to the same contractor that had the contract last year at the same terms of last year's contract award.
Good. Okay. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Unanimous. Okay. And now turning to reports, we have our student representative report, and we're pleased to introduce our new student representative, Joey Hines. Welcome, Joey. Good.
Hi, everyone. So since it's just the second week back at school, all the students are still getting back into the swing of things, though everyone is really excited about reuniting with their friends that they didn't get a chance to see over the summer. And with that being said, we already have a few big events coming up at Ward Melville. So first off, the Ward Melville players will be putting on this year's improv show tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., as well as Friday night at 8 o'clock p.m. I've been to the show for the past 2 years, and it's always great with a lot of laughs and a large community turnout. Also, two of our art students, Gray Sang and Henry DaCosta, had their films entered into the All-American High School Film Festival, which receives thousands of submissions each year and selects only about 200 films to be screened at a theater in Times Square next month. Lastly, this year's homecoming is coming up soon. It will be on Saturday, September 26th this year. The homecoming carnival will start at 11:30, and our football team will take on Northport at the homecoming game at 1:30 p.m. The day before homecoming, we'll have a community bonfire starting at 7:45 p.m., where anyone in the community is welcome to join us in getting ready for the homecoming game the next day. And the week leading up to homecoming at Ward Melville, we'll be having Spirit Week, where we'll be having days ranging from Patriot Pride Day to Pajama Day to Hawaii Day. So that should be a lot of fun and generate a lot of school spirit.
Very good. Thank you very much. Number 8 is items for board discussion, board goals for 2015-16. The board has the goals that we had for 2014-15, like some suggestions insofar as possible revisions for 2015-16. From my way of thinking, quite frankly, I see these goals as ongoing and evolving, looking at the categories and so forth. I don't think every year we have to come up with with new goals and so forth. I think that this, most of this, is a work in progress. Any thoughts? Mrs. Gish?
Well, I think we could probably remove the appointment of security coordinator because we've done that. And that's just the first item under goals.
And the second one under that, I mean, yeah, we've done most of the...
Well, but we could...
But these are things that we've done.
These are things
that we've done in these categories,
yes,
and so forth. And I think we have to build on what
that
we've done and additional things.
Right.
Yeah. Also, I think somewhere under student achievement and engagement, there should be some mention of Common Core.
Yes.
It's just the term is
you're
not
absolutely
there,
right.
So I think it should
absolutely
be.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
That was actually
you.
What I wanted to. I second that. I also have one more suggestion or question about under student achievement and engagement, and as well as under community engagement. I think perhaps we have, you know, enriching opportunities to support collaborative, comprehensive, diverse programs under student achievement and engagement. And I think that we should perhaps enter something under community engagement as well, particularly because there is the importance to educate, I think, our community as a whole, as well outside of the school, as well as within the school, about diverse communities and diversity in our student body, and just enhance that dialogue between
Absolutely.
The community outside and the community inside. So that's my suggestion.
Good, good. Anything else? Cheryl, would you mind reviewing some of these things, perhaps with your staff, if some suggestions you might have too?
I'm off of goals.
Okay.
It's still for items for board discussion, so I want to bring up another item for board discussion if you're done with goals.
Well, are we done with goals and so forth?
Is there anything
okay.
Else?
Just so I have some clarification, so the categories will remain the same, and we will just update the goals underneath each of the visions and include feedback from some of the leadership team, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we will prepare that, so on September 30th, we'll have a draft for you to review and for further discussion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Now you ready?
Yes.
One of the things that I think we have to discuss as a school board is why we were eliminated, why we were omitted from the top 500 high schools in the United States. And part of that is the way we run our school district as far as our AP exams, as far as the international baccalaureate, you know, stuff. And I think we really have to discuss that, because I've gotten feedback from community members saying, how come we're not there? You know, how come Port Jefferson was there, Smithtown was there, and we're not there? So I think we really have to examine that and find out what we would have to do to become, you know, at least competitive in that. I mean, we are competitive anyway. Don't misunderstand me. We are very competitive academically with all the rest of these districts. But I think we have to get the publicity out and the notoriety out to our public and our, you know, our school districts, because it does build a status for the district. So that was my idea.
Yeah. We have not participated in the survey, because in the past when we have participated in the survey, again, you have to understand statistics are what you want them to be. And they are portrayed in a manner to which, let's say, if it was Newsweek, and you'll often see how they rate colleges, and they'll use certain criteria with which to do that. In Three Village, for as long as I've been here, and that's been a while, we have never required students to take an AP exam at the end of an AP class. Our students, that is a personal decision. That is a decision that each student makes on their own. There are high schools that require, as part of the requirement to take an AP class, that you must take, that it culminates in an AP exam, and you must take that exam as part of that course. From what I understand, and Mr. Scanlon can jump in here, is that in order to receive a higher rating, they count not how the student has performed on the AP exam, but how many students have actually taken the AP exam. If you look at our AP results from our students who do take those exams, those scores are extraordinarily high. But if let's say a high school requires students to take an AP exam, and the students, it's scored from 1 to 5, and a student receives 1s or 2s, which is considered not qualified in terms of receiving credit at the collegiate level, that still counts for that high school to be ranked higher than a high school, let's say, where they have students who are performing at levels 4 and 5, but because we don't require our students to take the exam, Three Village is not going to get that recognition. Ward Melville High School is probably one of the highest performing high schools in the state of New York. If you look at our Regents exams and how our students perform in terms of both counties, and I'm talking about physics Regents and chemistry Regents, the more difficult Regents, we're among the highest scorers in both counties. But those kinds of things aren't necessarily incorporated into this kind of criteria that determines which schools are those schools that would be ranked in the top 500. Obviously, the list is quite diverse. If you see the list of high schools that have been listed, they are diverse. I do want to point out that Ward Melville High School was recognized by the State Education Department as a reward school. That is a much more difficult criteria to attain, and so we're really proud of what we do. In order for us to be considered, we would really need to reconsider our practice, because it's not really a policy, our practice of requiring students to take an AP exam at the end of an AP course. I have mixed feelings about that, because I really do. We would not necessarily have to pay the fee. Some schools do.
Some districts
if we're
do.
Requiring it.
If you're requiring
well,
if it's something that's required
that would be
for
something,
course, we would have to pay for it.
Well, that would be our determination. There are high schools that require that students take it that do not pay for the exam.
If I may, I could add a little bit to this as well. Having been a high school principal where they did require the AP exams for the courses, one way you get around it is that if the student doesn't take the AP exam, you change their designation for their course assignment from an AP level to an honors level. That is what that Board of Education in that district decided to pursue. In addition to everything Mrs. Pedicich had just indicated regarding the way the calculation is done, it's a flawed study. And there's national statistics that show it's a flawed study. And these magazines gain a lot of notoriety by publishing it and get people to buy it because they don't understand that it's a flawed study. One of the other components is that in order to get a ranking, a high ranking, you have to have a large minority population. And if you look at the detail of the study, the only two groups they count as minorities on the study are Hispanics and African Americans. Our Hispanic and African American population in Three Village is half of what our Asian population would be, which should count in the study because it is technically a minority population in terms of diversity, but the study doesn't calculate for that. So there are a lot of factors that go into this, and perhaps we could do something that would provide documentation to the community to have them understand why we don't participate. But we are not alone. The list is growing of districts that are not participating with this study any longer.
If I may, I think that I, from what you're saying, Jeff, is that we need to market better. And basically what Kevin and Cheryl have said is that there's potentially a way that we can do that. So perhaps we can get some interviews, get those statistics really out there as to, I know every year we talk about how many Intel finalists we have, semifinalists and all of the accolades that our students achieve, and that we, this past year, $28 million in scholarships were attained by our students and so forth. But maybe in a collective document that could be, given to the different media sources.
We
right, but do we give that to people outside of our community?
all that information is shared with the colleges on a regular basis. It's all specified in our profile that goes off to colleges. I mean, if you look at our college acceptance rate at the more competitive schools, compared to the acceptance rates of schools that have been listed on that top 500, there is a significant difference.
But in terms of publicly, getting some public acknowledgement of it, is there a way?
I mean, we can certainly put information out. I think we do that on our website on a regular basis. I think that information is provided. It's provided by Syntax, who really reaches out to newspapers to highlight and showcase the accomplishments of our students. I think we do it as best we can in providing that information. I can tell you from each of the buildings, I receive information on a daily basis from building principals that goes to Syntax about the accomplishments of our students. And we're incredibly proud of what they have done and continue to do. And I think, as Kevin has pointed out, this information is a little bit misleading. And that's unfortunate. But a lot of people buy newspapers and they read that information and they take it to be the gospel truth of what... yes, Dr. Baum?
We know that. We're hearing what you're saying. But, I share his concern sometimes when you'll see these schools, some of which are not at the same level as we are. And it's frustrating when people say, well, why isn't Ward Melville? And I try to explain, but the newspaper is not going to be explaining all of that. No, I understand.
No, you can't. But is there some kind of platform where we can do that? I mean,
Well, you look at the publications. For example, our profile that goes out with the college applications, that is very impressive. But unfortunately, many people in the community who are reading about the other things are not seeing that and so forth.
I think it's kind of a little bit of a dilemma, to be honest with you. And when I personally, to force students to take an AP exam that may or may not assist them at the end of with their college plans, there are colleges that do not accept any kind of AP score, and sometimes they'll move the student. Let's say you took an inorganic chemistry class and you scored a 5. They'll move you to the organic chemistry course. Well, maybe you don't want to take the organic chemistry course. Maybe you want to go back and still take the inorganic chemistry class because it's extraordinarily difficult at the collegiate level. So I think I have always supported our district's position that we are not going to force students to take an AP exam. I think it's far more important that they're taking the AP course and challenging themselves to be part of that curriculum. And I have to say that you know, having done college admissions with and been a guidance counselor, and it goes back many, many years, but I spend a lot of time with our guidance staff. The recruiters who come in, or I'm going to say the admissions counselors who come in, say our students are some of the best prepared students for the collegiate atmosphere. And I'll stand by that as being a far better indicator of Three Village and Ward Melville High School preparing our students for post-secondary study.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Turning to number 9, items for board action, policy 5280, interscholastic athletics. I'll turn that over to Mrs. Gish.
This we met over the summer to go through this, and we did a good job.
Yeah, I think you did a very good job. I think you did a very good job.
We have no comments.
Good. Okay. We have a motion on Dr. Kerman. Second, Ms. Mendelson. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, the appointment of election workers for the September 16th annual MS Clark Memorial Library budget vote. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Mendelson, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item G, which will be the appointment of voting delegates for the NYSPA annual meeting in New York City. May I have a nomination? May I have a second on that, please? Ms. Blavinka, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Congratulations to the two of you. Thank you. Turning to H, revision to the Board of Education meeting schedule for 2015-16. May I have a motion on this, please? Ms. Germano, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion on this? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, to establish the standard workday for employees' retirement system.
this is a requirement from the New York State Office of the State Comptroller, who is the sole trustee for the employees' retirement system. Any of our part-time non-instructional employees that belong to the employees' retirement system, we've always used 7 hours as the standard workday for reporting what percentage of full-time they are to determine how much service credit they get in a given month. But that they need requirement from the comptrollers now that has to be established by resolution approved by the Board of Education. So,
maybe a motion on this, please, Mrs. Yes.
And this doesn't change anyone's work day.
No.
It's only right. Well, that's the recommendation, right? That we continue to use 7 hours, and it's for retirement system reporting. It doesn't change anyone's work day or working.
Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The motion passes. Turning to J, consent to assignment of equipment lease.
This is our energy services contract. The financing of it was originally through Capital One public funding, and they're requesting to assign the lease to Sterling National Bank. The terms of the financing do not change, so we recommend approving this. There's no change to us.
Okay. Any motion? Dr. Kerman, Ms. Germano, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, authorized participation in cooperative bids with the National Joint Power Alliance.
This is another, you know, we use a number of sources for purchasing. New York State Office of General Services, we use Eastern Suffolk BOCES, Suffolk County, we use Nassau BOCES. We participate in educational data services. This is another one where we can use to look at pricing at no cost to us, and it could only save us money. There's no obligation to use it, but
good.
Would enable us to use it.
Very good. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Mendelson, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, the approval of contracts with outside service providers for special education services.
These are a number of special education service providers that we use. This is for the 15-16 school year. The board has already passed a number of these types of contracts.
Already.
And as we get others in, we would bring them for approval.
I have a motion on this, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Gimeno.
Question.
Discussion.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, are these lowest bidders, or are these just bidders that are?
In some cases, they are low bidders. Our pupil personnel services department will contact a number of vendors and go with whoever they feel.
So we put out an RFP for all these things?
Not an RFP. What they do is they go, they call around to different agencies to get quotes. In some cases, it's because of the actual service provided. In some cases, if more than one agency will provide the same service, they'll go with the lower cost.
Okay. Anyone else? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to M, the approval of special education tuition contracts.
These are for several of our students that attend private schools or, in one case, other public schools for special education purposes.
May I have a motion, please, on this? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Gimeno. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to N, late transportation requests to private and parochial schools.
The deadline to apply for non-public school transportation is April 1st, and our practice has always been as long as there's no additional cost to us, we would approve any late requests. So all of these are to schools that we already have buses going to, so there would be no additional cost to approve these.
Good. We have a motion, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Gimeno. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to O, the acceptance of donations.
We have several donations. One is a check for $2,846.65 from the Nassau-Keag School PTA to purchase ink cartridges. Another is a check in the amount of $2,044 from Life Touch National School Studios donated to Ward Melville High School to fund the cost of the co-advisor for the yearbook. We have a check for $50 from Mr. and Mrs. Theodore and Joyce Hilgeman donated to the Jody F. Memorial Scholarship Fund. A check in the amount of $4,987.16 from Three Village Scepter to fund various mini-grants. A check in the amount of $250 from the Long Island Arts Alliance donated to be used by Ms. Courtney Weissman to attend some sort of professional development or something along those lines or to purchase materials and supplies. A upright piano with bench donated by Mr. Leif Rubenstein to the Ward Melville High School Music Department. And some lighting equipment from Mr. Larry Lieberman of Vision Quest Lighting donated to Warden Mobile High School.
I have a motion on this, please. Ms. Gimeno, second. Dr. Kerman. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to P, declaration of surplus equipment.
We have a few pieces of equipment, a shredder, some woodwork equipment, a bass and a cello, and also a list of various IT equipment. Everything is of no use to us anymore. If there was anything usable, it's been stripped of that.
I have a motion on this, please. Ms. Gimeno, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. Motion passes. Turning to Q, the renewal of contract with Security Voice for a Safe School helpline?
Safe School Helpline is our service where anybody in the district can report anything anonymously. It could be student-related. It could be district-related. Every year we get anywhere from maybe 10 to 15 calls. It could be, you know, concern over drug use or suicide or anything anybody has a concern with. We get notification from the service, and we follow up accordingly.
Okay. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Mendelson, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to R, the approval of software agreement with N. Harris.
This is for our financial and human resources software program. We've been looking at, over the last couple of years, at changing from our current provider. It has several shortcomings that are becoming more of an issue now. So we've looked at various programs, and this is seems to be the best option for us. We've spoken with a number of people in other school districts that use this, and it's we think this is the way to go for us.
So moved.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? Question. Yes.
Jeff, do we get training?
Yes, included in here is a training period of time. They would come in, the implementation of it, as well as training. And also the cost of this, we would be able to be reimbursed through the Smart Schools bond.
Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to S, the approval of agreement with the UPSEU, Three Village Maintenance and Operations.
This agreement is to make a couple of modifications to our maintenance and operations unit contract. Three main parts to it. Each one is designed really to save us money and provide better service. One is to make two of our employees maintenance mechanic threes. Right now we have in the contract maintenance mechanic one, two, and four. We don't have a three. So two of our employees would be entitled to that position, so we would add that to the contract. We're adding a night lead at each of the elementary schools because one of the things that we've wanted to do for a long time was move our head custodians at the elementary schools. They're now working an 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift instead of just nights. It's something the elementary principals have asked for quite a while. And then also for this building to designate a lead custodian, which is a much more cost-effective position than a head custodian. We don't feel a head custodian is required for this building.
Okay. I have a motion on this, please. Ms. Cornridge and Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to T, selection classification for the fall.
We have three students from the eighth grade that are putting forward for approval for selection classification, one in girls tennis, one in cross country, and one in golf.
So moved.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to you, the revised appointment of committees on special education for 2015-16.
We had to make some changes to our original list, so this is just an update of that list.
May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Second, Mr. Cornridge. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to the revised approval of impartial hearing officers for 2015-16. Mr. Cornridge, and second, Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to W,
Yes, this W, that's a replacement W. That's the approval of agreement with the employee as identified in the confidential A for his leave of absence without pay.
May I have a motion? Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Kohnreich, all in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Turning to X, the appointment of school physicians. Mr. Kohnreich, second. Ms. Mendelson, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Y, the UPSEU Extended School Year Arbitration Settlement Agreement.
This is the agreement that we discussed in executive session with the attorneys and the settlement agreement with UPSEU.
We have a motion, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Anybody? Mr. Mano? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to Z, the resolution approving conditional appointments.
This resolution is as a result of the board meeting that was scheduled in August, giving the superintendent authorization to emergency approve all the hiring that we did over the summer.
And you did a lot.
We did some, yes.
May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kohnreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to AA, resolution abolishing positions and terminating employees having least seniority.
This is just standard operating procedure. This is those individuals that were omitted from prior resolutions that will be recalled on BB1.
Okay. May I have a motion on this, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. And turning to BB personnel matters, and there are a lot of personnel matters to be voted on tonight. We'll start with the instructional piece.
Nothing unusual, but as you said, Mr. Connors, we did a lot of hiring over the summer. Proud to say that we did a lot of recalling as well.
I can see that. I can see it's very, very.
It's about 50 pounds of this book, yes. So our district was very busy, filling in the gaps, and very proud of the people that we brought forward. So
that's wonderful. Great. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kohnreich. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And that's on the instructional piece. Non-instructional?
Nothing unusual here.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
Mr. Connors, I would like to bring up at this point and officially introduce and congratulate James O'Hagan, our new director of facilities. James, if you would please stand. Additionally, while Bob Hansen is here, I would say in no small part are we where we should be as a result of Bob's tireless effort in helping this district. So I know on behalf of the Board of Education Administration, Bob, thank you so much. We certainly could have done it without you.
Turning now to CC, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion? Mr. Kohnreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. And turning to DD, the recommendation of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Germano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Any informational items of interest? Number 10. Yes, sir.
This Saturday is Harbor Day, where the Setauket Harbor group is having what will become an annual event. This is the first one. Down at Setauket Harbor, there'll be boat trips, all kinds of water-related activities, music, food, all kinds of things where you can tour the harbor, and it's going to be a fun day for kids. So that's Saturday, September 12th from 11 to 4. at the Brookhaven Town Dock and Beach on Shore Road in East Setauket.
Very good.
By the Setauket Harbor Group.
I'd like to turn now to our second public participation session. Again, this can last up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Mrs. Gitch, second. Mr. Cornrich. Good evening, everyone.
One more thing, Bill.
Yes.
I just want to wish everybody a healthy, happy new year because it's coming up this coming weekend. So didn't want to forget that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening, everyone.